because of defective airbags that could explode. It's the biggest product recall in U.S.
history.
If you
need a physician,
I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA
Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunter and Medical Center.
www.hunterandmedicalcenter.org.
Started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire
family.
It's
9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 64 degrees in Flemington, clear skies. Winds are 3 miles an hour, gusting up to 6. Today is Monday, May 4, 2015, and summer has arrived. A good deal of sunshine today, a high of 83, wind southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 58 tonight, wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 82. Winds west.
It is 62 degrees right now on Wednesday. 9:06.
Rain showers early. Some sunshine later
in the
day.
May 20th, Wednesday.
Partly cloudy. 79
skies right now. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of
67. Winds northwest 84 on Friday.
And partly cloudy this evening, then becoming cloudy after midnight
on Saturday,
low near
May
45. Winds north
temperatures
northwest
in our area right now,
an
65 and
cloudy
and
a high of 62. Winds southwest
in the
town of 10
and 68 over in Redding to town.
Plentiful sunshine on Friday, 74.
That is good morning, Hunter.
Mainly clear, sunny skies and a high of 70 on Saturday. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Sunday, 79. And partly cloudy and a high of 81 for Memorial Day on the 25th. Temperatures in our area right now, 59 in White House, 55 in Quakertown, 58 in Lebanon, 60 in Phillipsburg, 57 Raritan, and 58 in...
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter.
Good Morning, Hunter.
We're going to talk about the March of Dimes today. I got my guests here. We got some... It is National Giving Day, and a great time to be talking about March of Dimes, I would think. So... going to bring in my two guests. I have Tracy Alexander, who's the community director.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter.
And Joan Sherman, Colleen Dewar, director of development from Family Promise.
She's the
is back with me in the studio. Another event taking place, and this one
of mind-blowing. Down in
Box City is going to be taking place a week.
Was it
from this weekend,
Maze Land,
on the 30th, and we're going to talk with her about the whole plan and how it all works, and some of the experiences they've had in the last couple years. So
let's
welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter.
People know you, Joan, but
some
people
don't. Great to be here.
Give us a
hello. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Okay. Pleasure to have you, as always.
And known as the wine lady.
How about that weather forecast for the for this weekend? Would you like to buy that one for next week?
Please, please.
Our event is rain or shine.
I know. And there's nothing worse than a cardboard box getting wet.
So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Hopefully you guys have... what's planned over by you folks, which I've read about, and I have to go and experience it, is mind-blowing. But it sounds even better if the weather is conducive to everybody being out for the evening, enjoying the movie and the stars, and just kind of being together.
It is much better with good weather, I assure you that. And I don't want to... jinx anything, but this is our fifth year, and we've had 4 years of really nice weather.
It went very well.
And I'm not going to
ask.
Thank you.
It's a pretty good time to be doing that.
I just reported.
Somehow the weather around
I made it up.
Then we have Tracy Alexander, Community Director. Tracy, good morning.
All right, thanks.
I'm crossing my fingers.
So
tell us a little about...
We'll keep our thoughts...
You're part of March of Dimes, so now
let's go back real quick. We've done a couple of talks with you about Family Promise, but we certainly want to highlight it again. What is it? What is your role in it? And then we'll get to how Box City Forum comes into play.
Well, Family Promise is our county's only homeless shelter for families.
So.
We are designed as a homeless shelter for families. We will do. We do take single women when we have space, but
I gotta start off right off the bat with
and our
March
program
of
is
Dimes
pretty unique.
I've
we're
heard
actually
about
part
it
of a national network
it,
of 187
the March
affiliates.
Of Dimes
the program was started by a woman named Karen Olson in Summit, New Jersey.
Remember.
And it spread throughout the country. We're in 48 states
really
now. Hunterdon County was one of
March
the first
of Dimes
on board.
What it does.
So we're really proud of that. This is actually our 25th year.
So there must be a reason why it's
thank you.
It.
We plan some celebrations for later in the year, so stay tuned for that. But our program is really unique because we're not a traditional homeless shelter as you would envision in more of an urban area. The way our program works is that our guests come to our day center during the day, which is in Flemington.
Every person,
we are very fortunate to be on the second floor of the Flemington Presbyterian Church, right above the nursery school, and they treat us very well, excellent landlords, and you can't beat the price. So a lot of and so that's where our day center and offices are, and that's where our folks stay during the day. Right. And then at about 5 o'clock, the link comes and picks them up and takes them to a host congregation.
He's found the
and those are multi-denominational congregations throughout the entire county.
And
that's where they stay for the night. That is entirely staffed by volunteers, so we incur no costs for our overnight shelter. And we're, again, really, really fortunate because we have a wonderful team of volunteers. We estimate to be over 1,000 every year who provide two or three shifts of coverage for those nights, and everything from a home-cooked meal to companionship and what I consider most important, respect for homeless families in our county. And it may seem a little crazy because some people think, well, how can you exist just moving from one congregation to another? So they'll stay at one church for a week, maybe two, and then move on to another church. But it's a really beautiful program of neighbors helping neighbors. So
why does people have to move?
A healthy child and helping
is there a logistics reason for it? Is there a passing through of their progress in your system?
No, it's really more logistics and practicality. What we're asking our host congregations to do, and I always I think it's important to mention this, we're not a religious-based organization, and by no means is anyone required to have a religious affiliation to volunteer. We've got community members from the community at large that go to those congregations. The way the program started is that this woman who I mentioned earlier was looking to start a traditional homeless shelter. She had done some work with homeless people and really became passionate about needs beyond sort of providing a sandwich. It was about conversation. It was about getting to know people and, again, showing respect. So she was looking to start a traditional shelter and was thwarted for various reasons. And one day was looking at a church and said, you know, there are rooms that sit idle sometimes 6 days a week, whether they're educational classroom, Sunday school classroom, an office, a meeting room.
We'll come back to that in a little
bit.
I want to get a little bit back into who Tracy is.
And so those host congregations, that's what we're asking
you are the
to do, is to provide basically six bedrooms
of that
for our families. So each family stays in their own bedroom, and the family stays together. And that's really important because sometimes in a traditional shelter environment, they could be separated by gender. Sometimes parents are separated from children, and, you know, I know you're a dad, and I'm a mom, and I can't stomach the idea of children being apart from their parents.
Well, it's you've even heard of some of the horror stories, even in these homeless shelters where certain homeless people.
It's been around for so long, it just kind of evolved outside
of
its own brand.
Exactly. So we have the
and even if it is an entirely safe and wonderful environment, you know, nighttime is a vulnerable time for little kids. So
quiet, your thoughts are running wild.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they're right there with their parents, and they're staying in a classroom. And then, we ask the church to provide four bedrooms for our guests because that's our capacity. Four families are up to 14 people at a time. And then two additional bedrooms for the overnight host. So when you volunteer at our shelter, your shift might be a dinner shift, it might be an evening shift, or it might be an overnight shift where you literally sleep.
What was how does
you just really handle anything that might come up, which is
teenage years, and say I got to work for that organization.
But then at 6:30 the next morning, the link comes back.
I started back years ago.
They start all over again.
And then they go back to the central place where you folks are.
Right, the
and
day center.
There's some education and programs are going on there.
Right, and that's the thing that I think is really most important and most impressive about our program is that it is not just shelter, and that's really a critical point to make. I work with an excellent staff, and I have to give a shout out to my co-director, Donna Michelson, who's also our case manager. She runs our network. Our financial manager, Sharon, and our office manager, Pam, who provide, we are a small but mighty and very caring staff. But through Donna, they receive intensive case management. And what that means is that our goal is not just to provide shelter. Our goal is long-term stability. So we want to make sure that our families are housed when they leave us. and that they stay the position became and in order to do that, times, they have to work with Donna on long-term goals, short-term goals.
You know, I am a mother. I have
what are the children going to do as far as school?
To have,
what are mom and or dad going to do in terms of education, work, programming? What do they need? So whether we provide it in-house or Donna provides access to those programs throughout the county, because we partner with a lot of other social services agencies, they get what they need to become permanently stable. And we stay with them after they leave. Once they're in housing, we still work with them depending on which program they're
so,
in.
So your background's in marketing, but it's but now that's only part of what you do.
So what I do, so I sort of
so you hear the process.
Yeah.
And how many folks do you typically take on
in
a monthly period? What would be your metrics that you typically talk about?
Well, our capacity is four families or up to 14 people at a time. Throughout the course of a year, we will house somewhere in the neighborhood of 15, 16 families. Last year, we housed 16 families and a total of 50 people.
And we have three?
Of which 30 were children.
And it's a national organization, though.
So now, how many... with that capacity, your budget,
what is the funds coming from?
I can't give you an approximate
from your Italian dinner that you did,
country,
your dream dinner, or Box City. Where? What are those funds? What's the biggest
but,
expenses that you folks are
I'm
very familiar
yes.
using that money for to achieve your goals?
Well, our biggest expense, you know, certainly is programming for our clients. And our budget can vary from year to year because we do receive or don't receive government funding. And so we either run that program or we don't. And so those programs are things like homeless prevention program or HPP, homeless prevention rapid rehousing program, HPRP. Those are HUD funded programs that we have administered over the years. So that that is a big chunk of our operating budget, whether we have that or not. But direct client assistance, and whether that's in terms of rental arrears for a homeless prevention program, because we do more than shelter as well, not just our program, but we do prevention services.
Just trying to get the scope of the organization.
I
know. I've seen it forever. I grew up knowing.
We also do neighbors.
Hearing about the March of Dimes, I remember those card envelopes. I remember
the shelter with any,
like I said,
who hasn't had an unexpected car repair bill, medical emergency, things like that can. Be a tremendous setback. And then we have sustainable housing programs that, which is a really small program we just started, but it's really very cool because it's designed to help the folks that really want to go to school so that they can move from a minimum wage job to a living wage job.
That's all right. Well,
and we
can be proud
have just a handful of clients in that now, but we're seeing tremendous success with that.
Movement.
Now, you brought up that neighbors in need. I remember.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more with Tracy Alexander and Joan Shemmy.
A little bit more right after this.
You're at Bonnie Duncan and on Hunter
at the Hunter. I'm losing my train of thought here. Bonnie Duncan did a presentation where she talked about how it was Alice and how a particular individual is living on a shoestring.
Mm-hmm.
And any particular disruption to their life makes them have to make choices that nobody would want to make. Food, living, neighbors in need seems to try and accomplish that, which is if I have a breakdown in my car, the chain reaction is nasty. All of a sudden I can't get to my job.
That's exactly right. And again, that neighbors in need program is that can
Hunter
be a devastating
County
expense.
Commerce,
so fortunately, we do have funds available for our shelter clients and those that have recently left the shelter to help them with that because, like you said, one car repair bill can be massive, and if they can't get to work,
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed.
You're being proactive.
People and
this is what I love about your focus, is that you're trying to avoid people going down this path of darkness and homelessness by avoiding that at the outset. Now, it'd be nice if the people that are potentially going to have that problem are much more aware of it beforehand. But at least you're trying to put some glue in to keep it from getting worse.
We are when we have, especially those prevention programs when we do have the funding available, it can be extremely helpful because that keeps someone in their apartment, their rental unit, and avoids eviction.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, Colleen, and then we're going to talk about Box City and how all this fits together. Hang on. With me, we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
We will cover new apps.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntChamber.com. Tracy Alexander is the Community Director of March of Dimes in the Central Office in Sayreville. And Joan Shamming of Ballish of Clinton is got an event that's going to be taking place on May 7th. So, Joan, it begs the question. Now, we talked about Tracy, about how she got involved in the March of Dimes from a community point of view. Now, you've got enough things that you worry about on a day-to-day basis. I've seen you in this in the studio. I've seen you in Clinton. You've got your winery. You're doing Clinton. You're doing all the other things over there with the Guild.
HMC.
How did you get involved in March of Dimes?
At www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Last year, somebody came in our shop.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio?
It was a percent of sales.
Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now.
Like that.
Get scheduled. And I said, station information, listen live or to the latest podcast. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
We talked about what we could have, and I said, why don't we have some kind of wine event? And
the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
They were founded in 1938, I said, near enough to 1940s. So when we put the event together last year.
All right, 9:23. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntChamber.com. Colleen Dewar here. She's the Director of Development at Family Promise. A unique event and a unique program to help people with homelessness, try and get them out of that,
and move them in the right positive direction.
But also, we were just talking about how folks can be, the Neighbors Need program tries to avoid homelessness altogether by stemming the tide and making sure that folks who are rough little skirts can get some finances and some help.
Some
of us don't have now.
My husband's
obviously in need of funding.
Wow,
okay. You already said, Colleen, that there are some times you get some money from grants and government help,
I really wanted
but
to support them.
If that's not there,
I had
in
a cousin who was my
years,
age,
been
and he
hit or miss as to whether you get that.
Got that right.
And the now you need to find another way. I love when people come up with unique
he had a couple of surgeries.
Events. Not the typical. We're in Hunterdon County, and I'm in the Chamber of Commerce. You're here at the Chamber of Commerce. You're inundated with, it's got to be a golf outing like every weekend. And there's just so many golf outings that you can afford to play.
So you've decided to take on this.
What I love about the second annual,
we did the Dream Dinner a couple weeks ago.
And that was a great Italian
meal. You already
got
another 50 years to plan.
And
five more events plus going on.
And by the time you get through the 50 years, you're going to have another generation.
Now we get
another decade.
The participation of.
So I can't wait to see you in hip hop.
It's like a jamboree.
Well, I'm already mentally.
Jamboree. So you have this thing called Box City.
Together.
And
All right.
What happens
Colleen's going to talk more about the event in a little bit.
The fun of it is that the collective group of people who are going to spend the evening together, now where you folks have taken on a whole new role dealing with premature births, experience it for themselves, but all of this gave us a little bit of benefit for you guys and the homelessness in Hunter County. Now you're down to one
so
in ten.
So how bad was it?
Well, it's time to give credit where it's due.
There is
a teacher at Hunterdon Central High School. Her name is Jane Paradiso.
I know Jane.
She is the advisor for Dream Dinner, by the way, the dinner that you enjoyed. Thank you for joining us. Jane attended one of our national conferences a few years back and heard a presentation about Box City, which is something that other Family Promise affiliates had been doing, and decided to bring it to Hunterdon County. And so she started, initiated, ran the very first one 5 years ago.
Unfortunately, no matter what you do,
and you know, imagine what an undertaking that is to go to the administration at Hunterdon Central High School and say, we'd like to have a whole bunch of people sleeping in boxes on one of your fields. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
And they said yes. They did, and they still do. And the event has grown 5 or 6 fold since that time. It's grown very, very quickly. So we have to give thanks to Jane for doing that, and thanks to the administration of Central, who are just tremendous. Not just the administration, I mean, the staff are incredible. What the grounds crew does for us, and the boxes that they, you know, we flatten them and they haul them away. It's a tremendous undertaking, and we're very, very grateful to them.
Was Chris Steffner there at the time? She was the one that kind of gave a green light?
Yes.
That's awesome, Chris. I know Chris comes here every week, once a month. We talk with her about the administration over at Hunterdon Central. Too many times nowadays in the 21st century and late 20th century, the word liability shows up constantly. And everybody says, gee, that's a great idea, but I don't want to be liable.
Right.
And yet, Hunterdon Central continues to demonstrate over and above all the time that they can find a way to make it work.
They do. Yeah, it's really cool. And I have to also give credit to the participants, because this is an event that is not necessarily, although it is geared towards teenagers, and they make up the greatest portion of our population of citizens of Box City. It's not necessarily designed for teenagers, yet there are a lot of teenagers who participate, which of course raises concern over behavior,
so,
or what I group into one broad category that I call shenanigans. The potential for shenanigans, of course, is high with that particular crowd.
That's suspicious. It's
never been a problem.
Pamphlets, or
you know, honestly, we're getting the cream of the crop in terms of kids that are willing to get a box, decorate a box, sleep in a box, raise pledge money. You know, if you're going to cause some trouble, that's an awful lot of work to get into. So, you know, we do really appreciate the kids that honor the rules and who respect the event enough that they it's never been a problem. And for that, I am very, very grateful.
That's awesome. That's a great explanation of how we can appreciate teenagers really looking at it. There's always this broad stroke we throw at teenagers. Oh, they're going to get in trouble. They're kids. I've come in contact with more and more kids, that, especially in the last couple of years, who really get it. There's a community service component to this generation that I don't think was in my generation. We didn't care about everybody else. We cared about ourselves. So this generation has been taught something that I don't know what's in the water, but it's working.
Well, they do belie every stereotype of a teenager. And, in fact, my committee that organizes this event is made up of or includes three teenagers, two from Central and one from North. And they are tremendous. And again, if I have the opportunity to give a shout-out to Tori and Chloe from Hunterdon Central High School, they are – you talk about belying stereotypes. They are incredible young ladies who not only are dedicated to this event and to our families, but they took a leadership role in this event, and they have, you know, been soliciting prizes and donations of pizza for dinner and, you know, entertainment and just really doing a great job of organizing. Sam, who is from North Hunter and is a junior this year, this is her first Fox City, but not only did she jump in to participate, she jumped in and took a leadership
role. So I'm
super grateful for them.
So you're telling your story.
They're
to
great
the,
and this is similar to the Dream Dinner, and I've had you on
that.
2 years now.
After you have
dinner,
your while you have your funding
put together by
now you're trying.
Oh yes,
to actually,
I have very little to do with that other than enjoy my pasta dinner and say thank you. They're a terrific
challenges of keeping.
It's just and they're building a resume,
and
not only
are
they building a resume, but they're building
them,
they're gaining experience,
and
they're
going to
tax
them.
It's networking. You know, look, if any of those three girls that I mentioned need a letter of reference, I would
make sure that that 1 in 10 is driven down
all right,
to 1 in 11.
So 5 years ago, Jane,
so what
went to
what
the
type of
national
efforts are you
doing
promise
and
to,
learn about this
so that you don't have
she brought
to
brought it
going to
the hospitals.
The,
so
it's not
going to
be as many
of you folks
premature
and,
babies.
And somehow got Hunter and Central
well,
to buy into it.
Research,
and
every child now.
What was that first one kind of like?
Well, I actually was not with. I was not working for the organization at that time, but you know, she was a board member for Family Promise and brought it back to the board. And you know, again, you have Central so willing to host it, and then you had a board of directors who said, "Yeah, this is kind of crazy. Let's do it." And they did.
That's a great reason to do anything.
They did. It's very unique, and you know, honestly, event planning is extremely stressful, as anyone who's ever done it knows. But I do love so many things about this event. And you know, mentioned golf outings, which are all for wonderful causes and organized by great, hardworking people.
To drive
I do love that this event is so closely tied to the cause,
so our goal is
to the mission of the organization.
Right.
Now, you know, some people have expressed a little bit of discomfort with the idea of sleeping in a box.
We just don't know.
The reality is the homeless population in Hunter County is not your traditional sleep homeless, street homeless. So, no, they're perhaps probably not sleeping in boxes. The idea of the event is that we're giving up our comforts of home for a night. And it's closely tied to the cause. It is it's unique. There's nothing else like it in Hunterdon County. It's fairly quick. You know, it starts
when you
at
do
6
one
o'clock
ten,
on Saturday the 30th.
That means
and
that
by
almost everybody
Sunday
has
morning,
come in contact
boxes
with
are
somebody.
And everyone is gone. It's amazing. And it's really, really fun.
A friend of mine who's
you know,
a second son.
It's not, it's a lot of fun. There's an outdoor movie. We feed the, we always tell the teenagers there's
ironically,
food.
Food.
Provide
there
food.
You go,
because they love food.
He was pretty
and, you know,
born.
The last thing I want to mention is that
more mature.
I've organized a lot of fundraisers over many, many years for other various organizations. The cost to produce this event is extremely low. Just as an example, last year we raised.
And it still is an infant or a little bit.
$31,000 from Box City. My cost to execute the event was about $2,000. So if we beat that record this year, we will. We're looking at about 93-95% of the
but
money
he had this
going
really,
right to our shelter.
And
our
everybody's having just as much fun.
Unfortunate experience where he was very
so
upset.
So what's the draw?
Being
what do you think? You're
so
obviously not a teenager.
So somehow tactfully.
Well.
I'm sorry.
Slightly
you're not
removed.
Remembered that
slightly
he was
removed.
In an environment.
What's the draw?
What is it that makes
if you had asked him before he even showed up?
The goal would improve and grow like it's probably going to
tell
you.
I think the draw is that
he recognized
you know, it's if you think along the lines of Relay for Life, you know, look at what these high school kids do for Relay for Life when they join together and do something together for a cause.
Like you.
They enjoy that feeling. They enjoy that camaraderie and the sense of purpose. And I think that's what Box City does. It's like the ultimate slumber party.
Well, when you do the quick math on
a
9-month
fun,
term,
you know, it's cool. It's you know.
Tracy was just talking about somebody
these,
who was born 26
participants.
Early.
We call them citizens.
We're at 5 months.
City,
I love
set
that.
Set up boxes that you know. Year one, they were your basic refrigerator oven boxes. But last year,
the
creation,
the last
that,
trimester,
right.
and even
these,
almost
and
in
it was
the last
really
month.
The kids that put the wild. There was a castle. There was you know boxes in the shape of cupcakes and elephants on parade, and it's just crazy. They really put so much into this, so much creativity, and they're great.
I don't know where high school kids have all the time. I just don't get it. I've been in some participation with some of them.
One of them I came across was I was at a consortium over there. They showed me the robotics club, the robotics team. And these kids were up morning, noon, and night working on this monster robot in this competition. Then I find, these kids are, planning this whole thing, building this whole big cardboard thing. It's not like, it would be easy for me to say, look, I'm just going to get a refrigerator box, I'm going to climb in it and call it a day. But no, that's not what they're doing.
That's not enough. No, it's got to be better than that.
It's got to be better.
I mean, there are prizes, so there's some motivation, but really, they're incredible.
They've got enough things to worry about.
The timing of this event is really nice.
But here's the good news,
because
the fact is,
I know for North 100, finals don't start for another sort of week and a half, 2 weeks after the event, the same for Central. So they have
the fact that we're even talking about
downtime between AP exams and finals.
5 months.
So that,
and
that
having
seems
the technology to be able
to
keep that baby.
That's how they roll.
Is it a testament to what you guys have
been doing? So you told us a little bit about it.
It's just that it adding elephants.
You had the castle. You've been so successful.
Right. I heard
some people.
It's a double-edged sword all the way.
Stuff now.
I'm sure.
All right. So we got to the serious matter of it. So now we need to drive
dry,
have some fun, and get some folks
to
enjoy and contribute to the market.
Not actually be sitting.
Joan has.
No, we can't have anybody. Now we're going to put their boxes out until that night.
I know you told me a little bit about how you decided on 40.
Minivans and trucks.
How did you decide that you wanted to start
things on top of cars?
Fantastic, and go up the decade.
Right, so tell me about the
schedule.
Can people still participate?
They can absolutely participate. We have registration open until next Friday. The truth of the matter is, you don't turn away walk-ins because it is a fundraiser after all. However, as you can imagine, it is immensely helpful if we know ahead of time who's actually coming. So it's an online registration. And when you register online, you can do that through our website, which is familypromisehc.org. You'll see a Box City logo on the front page, and you can also look under events, and you'll see more information there.
So how does this event
unfold? So we encourage people to register. They can then set up a fundraising page.
You're obviously going
to
have some fun.
Friends, family members.
I know. You can see my smile.
It's amazing. She came up to me last week when we did another thing.
We are asking every participant to raise at least $30.
And I was like, I couldn't refuse.
Anyone who raises $50 or more. Cool Box City bag that we've created. We have a brand new logo this year.
I was going to ask you about that because I read about it.
Tell me
about
it.
But
cool
at the same time, you guys
are sneaking
in some
Bridging the
information
Gap program,
and education.
Which is where
so
they work,
work
with a nonprofit or business in the community and do some creative work for them. They chose us. Fortunately, they overhauled our Box City logo and our Box City poster and materials. And it is just such a
print.
And
what I think
is particularly
I'm
just kidding.
At least one or two people in that
20 Main Street
had done boxes.
So it's at your shop?
So they really
it's
had a sense
shop.
Of
okay.
What it was. And, we liked our old logo. It worked for many years. What I love about this one is it has that sense of fun and lightheartedness about the event.
Okay.
So,
it's
really cool. So our giveaway for the $50 fundraisers has our cool new logo on it. We have some participants who raise on average of hundreds of dollars a piece. There are people and kids and youth groups
and
other groups that just are so into this and they work so hard. And we're forever grateful because, like I said, the cost is so low. So that when you're raising money and asking people to support it, the vast majority of the funds are going to go to help our
family.
The rest of it's just what for planning on the expenses of
the outdoor movie is a big part of it, but I wouldn't want to do without that because it's so much fun.
That's part of the game.
And some of the supplies, and we get most of the pizza donated for dinner, but sometimes
everybody knows Joe.
For that, but really fairly limited. We're lucky that we have a really good online system. We don't do a lot of mailings. We really try to keep the cost associated with it low. It's fairly viral, so
that's a cheap way to spread the
word. So
and it's
working
by the participation.
Cars, enjoying that.
So they are
get some nice
word of mouth
coming
in
and
making their biggest market.
59 convertible or something like that.
When does it start?
So the event starts on May 30th, which is next Saturday, not this coming weekend.
What's
going to
happen with the information?
At 6 o'clock. So at 100 and Central, there's a practice field just in front of the turf field
Just going to be running
the school building,
off to the side?
So everyone starts coming in at around 6 o'clock on Saturday. They take an hour or two to set up boxes, hang out, throw a frisbee, throw football. We'll have some music. We always have a local high school band or musician that performs, and they're always excellent. I mean, just shockingly good. So we'll have some music, and then around 8 o'clock we'll do some. We have some some judges for our prizes, and I don't want to name any names.
It's a celebration.
We have some
really the
accomplishment
of bribing them.
Like, no, yes, definitely not.
Letting people know.
So we're excited about that, and then around 8:15, 8:30, we announce the prize winners. We have a few announcements. We don't talk too long because nobody wants to hear us babble on and on. But we always have a former or current shelter client that will get up and speak to the crowd, and that's always
amazing. It's funny. I do this show every day,
and then we have our outdoor movie, and then that usually wraps up around 11, and then by midnight
it's interesting to see. How we continue to repeat.
We do have access to an indoor bathroom, so that's nice to have.
At the same time, you can see how certain things have just come in.
You know, adjust their fluid levels, and everything's good. And then
very close to it.
You know, it's an early rise because the sun comes up early.
But
we'll have bagels for breakfast, and really everyone is packed up and gone by 8 o'clock.
They've accomplished that.
Yeah,
so it doesn't even really impact your Saturday or your Sunday.
No, it's a great way to spend your part of your weekend.
Part of your weekend.
Now, I also saw that for the most part, some wine,
some great food, some live walk-ins. And then
they can also participate
and come
and be part of
March of Dimes is all about.
The 6 to 11
fun
crowd.
Evening.
Absolutely.
And then take off.
Only a couple hours.
You just ask, you know, we usually say by 11 o'clock. We certainly ask by lights out by midnight that if you're not staying over, that you're gone. We have less than that.
Because everybody reserves Friday
for their families. Who are providing security for the night. So they will do. They will do patrol the area.
So we'll be over there at.
One of our board members, Judy, will
have five o'clock to 7:30,
oversee that, and then we have a couple who are willing to stay up all night and walk around. And
one more thing, let me.
You know, like I said, it's never been a problem, but we want to make sure that everybody is safe.
10%
you know,
that's, of
and
that
any
that
sales
trend continues.
That what was
the
movie
Finding
Nemo? Oh, okay.
Because that's
so
you're never too old for Finding Nemo.
Wine. Mother's Day is next Sunday. We have
Frozen on
Earth things for mothers.
That was last year's movie.
So. Oh, did you?
All right.
We're
going to
take a quick break, and we'll be back with just a minute.
And
good morning, Hunter. You said food's going to be there, so we're expecting pizza, and you already mentioned the bagels.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Think about it. You get dinner, breakfast, an outdoor movie, and we're only asking you to raise $30.
And accommodation.
And accommodations, such as they are.
$30 for all that.
It is BYOB. Bring your own box. And that's an important thing to note. So I tend to get a lot of panicky texts and phone calls and email messages the week of the event, and there is literally nothing I can do to help with that. So I advise everyone to go and make friends with a receiving manager at a major department store, Lowe's, Home Depot. Rogers Appliance is great.
I believe that
they just, you know, you can drive back there in the afternoons after deliveries are done and see what you find.
Find your own condo.
You can put one together. You can, you know. My husband's putting some shelves in the garage this weekend, so, you know, I've got my shelter all picked out.
So you're staying over?
I always stay over.
You always stay over.
Yeah, I don't sleep.
Now, last year, there were three ladies that were highlighted. They were elderly.
Elderly. They ranged in age from 68 to 83.
And one of them was more than excited. I mean, beyond comprehension excited about doing this.
Yes.
Are they coming back?
I don't think they are. I think
they had enough.
Once and done.
Once is enough.
But they called themselves the Golden Ladies, and they decorated their boxes with a patriotic theme. And they were just spectacular. The enthusiasm they had all throughout the process, you know, from when they signed up to decorating their boxes. And we got a lot of press out of that, and I'm so happy because they really
did it. I saw a couple interviews from them, a couple of interviews from Hunter County Democrat with them, and so they had a good time.
We have some really great Wrap people who are willing to do this. Unity Bank has had their bank president, Jim Hughes, slept in a box overnight. Janice Ballamy, one of their executive vice presidents, took her family to Box City last year, and hopefully some will be back. Word is it that Assemblywoman Donna Simon plans to sleep in a box?
All right. She's going to have extra special security there.
So, you know, got to give props to those folks that are willing to do that.
Now, does people come with any creature comforts?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I bring an air mattress because I'm over 40, so I'm loud.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
That's the rule.
Bags.
You're over 40. Yes. You check in.
Yes. Don't judge me. I bring an air mattress. You know, sleeping bags, pillows, comfort items. Of course, the only rules are one person to a box. Again, back to the shenanigans. One person per box, and you know, no candles, no nothing dangerous. But yeah, people really go all out. So, yes, you're allowed some basic.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested
in growing
as a professional and as a leader?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Colleen
and follow up on the rest of the thing. The Leadership Hunterdon may be for
you. Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
But the best judgment is the one that I
believe. All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber ready to come. Tracy Alexander is the Community Director of the Central Office in March of Dimes. Joan Shamming, Balish of Clinton, a winery in Clinton on 20 Main Street, and they're having an event celebrating March of Dimes and the 50s and the history of March of Dimes and their accomplishments of the 1950s. So, Tracy, what are you wearing?
I don't know. I'm almost.
You got. You only got a couple more days.
I know. I only have a couple. I'm definitely not slicking my hair back. I don't know.
That's for the guy.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Girls got to wear this.
No idea.
Ponytails.
Yeah, it's gonna. Ponytails. I'm gonna figure it out.
Bobby socks.
I don't have a poodle skirt, but I do have. I have something in mind.
Let me show you how to take my level.
It'll be more of a classic.
Do you? Are you planning on just a meeting and greeting and? Individuals? Are you doing a little stand-up? What are you, is there anything?
I'll be there as a representative. I go to you know, all my events. I love spending time with Joan, so it's actually going to be
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local
everybody actually works
storage
with
solution.
I just love spending time
with three great locations.
I'll be there as a representative.
Stowaway,
you know,
is conveniently located at Flemington, White House,
you know,
and Lebanon.
Really, like she said, a celebration.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50. Discounted packing supplies, U-Haul rentals on site.
When I'm at an event. Sure.
Affordable monthly rentals for your personal.
Now, Joan, how does people get involved with this? Is it an invitation? Is it just drop in? What's the game plan?
Well, visit us at StowawaySelfStorage.com. Mention this ad
we have
to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Press releases. We have a nice
I saw it on
InterviewDuCom.
Yeah,
more about
Hunterdon
County. Are you interested in growing as a professional and as
Ashley
a leader?
From last year
the Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco,
in the
class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon.
Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn
about
the
And you did it your first time. When you do it big.
She does.
This is one of our many upcoming sessions.
Major corporations. And all little shops. So when they
learn from,
told me
connect
that,
with
like, really?
Established
wow.
business, government,
we were
community
very
leaders.
Happy about that.
Leadership Hunterdon, an
could
in-depth 9-month program.
And I don't want to take away from
Hunterdon
your
County
skills,
Chamber
but it could be.
And honored by an invitation to help Hunterdon County.
Yeah,
challenges
a little bit. I mean, you're a gifted community person, but the wine
right now.
Yes.
5 to 7:30, a little wine for silent auction. Before you know it, you bought yourself a car or something like that. All right. And I have a soon-to-be graduate of Leadership Hunterdon here with me, Colleen Dewar. She's the Director of Development at Family Promise, and we're talking about Box City. Going to be on May 30th into May 31st. It doesn't even impact your Saturday or your Sunday. All it's going to impact is your Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Very good.
And hey, you get pizza and bagels, so you get your carbs and everything.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Saddle shoes.
Oh man, that's cool.
Or the white tennis ball body.
Somebody's got to have these things. We're going to find out
what's your vision. 5 years going.
Let's go back to last year. What was
you? Oh my goodness. So the first year,
what did you enjoy about it?
Again, I was not part of that process, but I think we were about 40, 50 people
and,
that participated that year.
You know, when it was all said and done,
last year we had 255.
Went home.
So 4 years later, we had 255. As of this morning, we had about 160 people registered.
Or that event, that party event.
But you being familiar with teenagers know that they don't talk until the last minute.
Yeah.
So we'll get, you know, I would imagine another 150 registrations over the next week.
Wow.
Okay. I had what
so
I
we
wore
do
last
you know and again
year,
we do
wore,
we ask
like,
people we aren't asking for money right up front so we are asking people down, if they're going to register to make sure that they do plan to participate and plan to raise money.
I had this pin from my
so
mother,
we
my
you know we generally have no shows that equal walk-ins and that kind of balances out. This may be the last year we're able to do that. We may start you know, having some kind of a $50 deposit up front and then fundraise 20 or something like that just to keep it manageable, but right. You know, so far it's worked out well
things.
That way. So we're going to let it go this year and see how
really
we do. We think more is better.
The music,
we hope
right.
more is better.
Especially
the music is important,
and we look forward to
a
huge event.
Sure. Now, do you spread the everything out of the middle of
over the time that you've seen
the store, so everybody can start doing some photos as well.
Some hopping,
well, we need space really for the silent
auction
items
on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the most
I have an in with
the
Mayor Kovacs.
You know,
I can have the road block for you.
And just kind of walking around the boxes.
She's doing
a
block
is
party
really
in a couple
cool.
weeks.
Oh, yes.
Seeing you know people kind of hanging half in, half out their boxes.
Don't know how they got there.
Don't know.
Yeah,
it's
good advertising.
It's pretty cool.
Just don't break the wine. Just don't break the wine.
Talking about the food.
I always enjoy when we have one of our clients speak because. You know, I can
where we are now
talk,
at
you know, I've been on the show a couple times. I'm always happy to talk about Family Promise. I believe
was probably
so deeply in what I do and who I work with.
Yeah,
but it means a lot more when it comes from somebody who's benefited from the program.
I love the fact that there are some folks that appreciate doing that and
appreciate
their voice and
will motivate.
So what's your plans for next year? I know your plan isn't, but you already started thinking about
60s. A mom and a daughter, and the daughter said she wanted to speak, and then she didn't want to speak. And mom said no, she didn't want to speak. And I said, all right, well, you know, let's see when we get there, and we'll have a signal. And if you want to come up, you can. And the daughter decided she wanted to come up, and she was, I think, 12 at the time. And she came up and she started to speak, and she was struggling, and everyone was so quiet and so respectful. And then they clapped.
Had a whole bunch of different things.
Between the two of them, they were just, they had so much impact on that crowd. And it wasn't a well
recruited 1 year and then go into the British invasion.
From the heart and
maybe two. Maybe we'll do a spring and fall.
Everyone
knows
so
what
hard to be there to raise money,
you know,
to bring their boxes,
like,
to give up their time and their comfort.
And my insanity,
you know, really appreciate knowing
the March Times event in March.
Do you have folks that
go
around
in April,
photographing for
busy Clinton in April, March Times in May. Back to
we have a pretty good photo gallery from each.
That's all I'm saying. You're a veteran.
Really
we know.
Cool to see. In fact, one of the things I would love to do this year is a
so,
Tracy,
almost
a time lapse
this, for March of Dimes only a little while. What? So you've gotten your feet wet.
I just walked in because I heard that Colleen is on the show, and I know she's talking about Box City, and I have to run back to help line, but I have to say that my family, I don't even know how many years it is.
Every year,
but we celebrate my birthday at Box City because it's the most wonderful thing that you can do for the community, for the homeless, and also for your family. So that's my pitch. And
especially in the area.
Okay, I will email that to you. Wow, way to take the microphone hostage, Susan. I couldn't have. That was excellent.
Where's my security? Where's my security? People just run in here now and grab the microphone. I'm going to have to talk to Chris about this.
Oh, wow. It's great. That's cool. Susan and her family, is 4 years that they've done this, and it is her birthday weekend. And she brings her entire family, and they are so much fun. one.
My goal.
So where were we before we were interrupted by?
I don't know. I'm all a flitter now. We're talking about archiving.
Oh yeah, so we do have photos. I think one of my goals for this year is to do is put together kind of a time lapse. You know, to show the field empty, and I have lots of pictures of that, and then you know the trucks pulling up and the boxes being constructed, and then you know overnight and then being taken down and taken away in the morning would be really very cool. So if anyone out there has that capability, I take a bunch of pictures, but I'm doing a whole bunch of other things too.
I do spend a lot of time down
here. You need to set up a photo that takes it every so many seconds.
Going into stores, that sort of thing.
Right, just stick it on the tripod.
My goal is to expand our awareness. Get to know more people.
I'm sure there's an AV group in
more
the high school
schools and students
that.
Involved.
And we also have a local videographer who's going to fly a drone overhead and film just what it looks like from the top. And I'm really excited about that. So again, pray for good weather.
Where would we see all that after it's?
You'll see that on our website.
Kids today are ripe for
that.
It wasn't like that. Where would we get all that years ago?
So our website is www.familypromise.com. HC.org. That's Family Promise HC as in Hunterdon County .org. And you will see a Box City link on the front page if you want to jump right into how to register and donate. You click that logo. Otherwise, you can go to events and you'll see Box City there. You can read some more about it. You can download a flyer. You can even click on a gallery from our photos from last year's event and see what it looks like. Because sometimes when people are new to it, they can't really envision what's like. Like to sleep in a box, and it's kind of cool to see those images. Walks,
and some other states do it differently.
I think it ties in well, as you said before. The fundraiser ties together very well with the solution to the problem
that
you're trying to achieve.
But we're heading into more of
it's an experience beyond experiences, and if anybody could definitely attribute that, it would be Susan Lax, who just came in here.
She comes back every year. As do most people. I have to say, most of the people who participate, if they're available, will come back. So there's a testament to the fact that it is fun, it is impactful, it's really a great way to spend your time.
Winter and spring.
Appreciate it as always, Colleen. Thank you so much. I'm going to wish you the best of luck, and we'll get back with you again.
We've got a minute left. Let's get everybody's information one more time.
Come back and talk about all their different
5 to 7:30, right?
Their experiences and their white paper.
20
Main Street and Clinton, and bring your satellite. Shoes and your
days ago.
And your Vaseline and your and
I know I went through
ponytails and
I
feel your pain.
All right,
very good.
Have a great time and thanks for coming on by again. And
live auction,
lots of great things.
We'll talk to you again soon.
That is Colleen Dewar,
and she is part of Family Promise and Box City.
Something
Vince Arlena says never say I should have. Hey.
So that's a 20
check out the website and go and get your box.
Enjoy it. Weather's going to be
It's an experience beyond experiences.
So it's a nice thing.
I got it. Right.
Pleasure having you ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good luck to you and knock them dead. And we'll do this.
I can't even sleep in a hotel bed.
So I need the air.
All right. Thank you.
That's Tracy Alexander and Joan
never
say
I should have for the day.
They're putting on a March of Dimes event on May 7th.
Different place.
Vince Arlenas says never say I should have. Well, modern design is
learned a lot. About March of Dimes,
so why don't you find out
morning,
more?
Hunter, and perhaps contribute.
Chances are you know somebody, or even have been afflicted by somebody who has premature births.
We'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. You've been listening to Good Morning, Hunter, and on Jimberry.com. Stay tuned for the Rotary Hour right after this.
Providing you with local news, coming to you traffic from and weather, Hunterdon Chamber of Radio .com, through vitamin C,
studio wake up call, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather.
Every weekday morning,
late
a.m. to 10 a.m.
C, wake up morning, Hunterdon
Chamber Chat,
Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business and education.
Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated
the
care
news
for
is sponsored by
family,
the Hunterdon Medical
led
Center.
By our outstanding family medical center was started by families for Hunterdon Healthcare.
Your inside our circle of care,
we
if
offer
you need
coordinated
a physician,
care
for your entire
Medical
family.
Center's physician
led by our outstanding family
at
medicine
1-800-511-4HMC,
or visit us on the web
of care
at www.hunterdonmedicalcenter's
physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Waco, Texas say no mistake was made when three bikers from Sunday's shootout were released from custody.
Within the confines of the law, they had a right to bond. They made that bond and got released.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton said the judge has since revoked their bonds and reissued warrants. Both suspects have been arrested and are back in custody.
USA Headline News, I'm Richard Strong. From this to this,
Iran's supreme leader says the country won't allow any inspections
like
of its military bases or interviews with its nuclear scientists.
Other than people trying to stay in their point on the curfew, it's been pretty okay.
In Baltimore, while the curfew has been lifted, the state of emergency stays in effect for perhaps the next 2 days.
Since the unrest began following Freddie Gray's death while in police custody, the Baltimore PD says there have been 486 arrests as of Sunday. Gray family attorney Billy Murphy hopes his legacy will be a positive.
Now that Friday is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like plus-ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Bonus Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us,
our
it's personal.
Are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like cool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store today.
Please remember
find your nearest store.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Sponsored by the HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street.
Did you know you can listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app? It's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
Chamber took a car to the train, ran to work. Mr. Lane saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy.
Like what you
share your morning win. Belvita.
Listen to this
morning
live 365
win.
Broadcast.
In New York City, a man who called himself a street hellraiser is charged with shooting an NYPD officer in the head. And Officer Brian Moore is in a medically induced coma this morning.
You know, he went on the police department. We were really excited.
Took a car to the train, ran to work. Mr. Rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
It's just very sad.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Nearby in New Jersey, three top aides to Governor Chris Christie have been charged in the so-called Bridgegate scandal.
One of the three pleaded guilty to staging a traffic jam at the George Washington Bridge as retribution against the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey.
They manufactured and perpetuated a bogus cover story to cover their tracks, and they callously victimized the people of Fort Lee.
Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney. Governor Christie was not implicated in court or in the indictment. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is USA.
It's a large volume of documents.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
bird flu, more of it,
for the first
and a lot
time,
more of it.
America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix, the system
barns,
used for years to help save marriages, is now available to you.
Though,
the Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-ZERO. That's 844-HELP-US-ZERO. Or visit
Jews in Tel Aviv.
There are no
one
known
that Israel's president says exposes an open bleeding wound, and he says the country must respond to their grievances. Ethiopian Jews have long complained of racism and endemic poverty. And look for one more name in the GOP field for president this morning, Dr. Ben Carson.
The retired neurosurgeon is said to be ready to make a very important announcement in his hometown of Detroit on Monday morning. And if his travel plans are any indication after that, he'll be on the presidential campaign trail in Iowa. John Sousa is with the Draft Carson Campaign Committee.
He's going to be working all of the early states very hard to make sure that, you know, he wins or is in the top three in all of those races.
Tries to get things under control.
Is also known for delivering a stinging keynote speech against the policies of the Obama White House at the National Prayer Breakfast in 2013, the president 10 feet away. I'm John Clement.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Headline News.
Including nearly 3,000 children when the upcoming budget year begins in July.
Arizona
State Senator Kelly Ward says there will be exceptions
Center.
To the one-year rule.
We aren't going to kick anybody off who is having a hardship. People who are taking care of a disabled relative, people who are taking care of foster kids, people who have problems with getting child care.
As you head out this morning, you should know that federal regulators are ordering the recall of 34 million vehicles. The recall is because of defective airbags that could explode, and it's the biggest product recall in U.S. history. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
At 1-800-511-4HMC, or visit us on the web.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon and Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated.
It's 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 64 degrees in Flemington, clear skies. Winds are 3 miles an hour, gusting up to 6. Today is Monday, May 4th, 2015, and summer has arrived. A good deal of sunshine today, a high of 83, winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 58 tonight, winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and partly cloudy tomorrow. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high of 82, winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It is 6.